On this episode of Vikings Huddle, how fast can you go? Cornerback Trey Waynes tells us how his speed helped him get into the NFL. And defensive tackle Sharif Floyd visits the Minnesota Zoo to see how fast or slow some of those animals can go. That and much more on Vikings Huddle. Hi, Vikings fans, and welcome to Vikings Huddle. I'm Lauren Young. This week, we're talking all about speed, so try and keep up. But first, I had a chance to talk with Anderson Dejo about his life before becoming a Minnesota Viking.
Manning out of the shotgun on first and 10, fires it, and it's tipped! It's intercepted by Anderson Dejo!
Andrew, thanks for hanging out with us today.
Thanks for having me.
So you grew up in Texas.
I did.
Was football always something you were going to do?
Actually, I grew up a soccer player, which most people don't know. And then when I got into middle school, you don't really have a choice in South Texas but to play football. So, you know, your typical Friday Night Lights type atmosphere. And so it kind of took over my life once I got into middle school and high school.
Were you a natural talent, or was it something that you really put a lot of work in as a young kid?
The thing about football is that it kind of comes natural to me because it's a sport that you just go as hard as you can all the time. You know, I'm not really into finesse sports, not necessarily my thing, but football to me is, it comes easy to me as far as, you know, being on the field and just doing what you're supposed to do, line up where you're supposed to line up, and then play as hard as you can.
Would you give kids any advice who may not have that natural talent as to how they can continue to progress?
Yeah, I mean, you know, when I talk to younger kids, middle school, high school, you know, I tell them that, you know, there's still a lot of time to develop, and, you know, just because maybe you're not starting right now or you're on, you know, the B team or the C team, you know, there's still always room for improvement that you can work on. There's a lot of guys, that I grew up with that maybe were in those situations that maybe weren't playing or whatnot, maybe thought about quitting, and they kind of stuck with it. And by the time we were on the varsity playing in front of these big crowds, they were starting and they were out there. And so, you know, I always just try to tell kids, you know, just to stick with it, because, you know, playing sports is gonna keep you out of trouble. It's gonna keep you on top of your grades. You're gonna make lifelong friends and lifelong stories.
All right, Andrew, this is the Blitz. Quick questions. First thing that comes to your head. Favorite food?
Tacos.
Favorite color?
Matte black.
What's your favorite TV show?
My favorite TV show. I don't watch TV.
What's the toughest team you've ever faced?
I hate playing the Packers. Aaron Rodgers is a nightmare.
What's your favorite movie?
Favorite movie, Forrest Gump.
What's your favorite candy?
I don't like candy.
What's your favorite number?
34.
What's your favorite animal?
Cheetah.
What's the name of the largest ocean on the earth?
I don't know.
What day and month was the Declaration of Independence signed?
The Declaration of Independence was July 4th.
If you could have any...
They're so fast, it's like, is it a trick question or is it not a trick question?
What's your nickname?
Dejo.
What's your middle name?
Victor.
What's my name?
Lauren.
Yeah.
Lauren. It was an L.
Yeah.
All these lights are making me nervous.
You're right. You're good. And we're done.
All right.
Well, now it's time to see what your Vikings are doing out in the community. It's this week's Community Moment. Check it out.
All right. Oh! Okay, look at it. Let's see the walk. You see the walk when he was done?
The cool thing about ACES that's kind of unique is that we blend sports with what they're learning in school. So kids kind of perk up when we kind of bring in a sports lesson or interviews with players. My first job is just to help the kids as a volunteer, helping with curriculum, helping with homework, maybe a little bit of playtime.
Oh! Facial! That ain't a goal.
I'd say the main mission is to try and close the achievement gap. We mainly focus on 4th through 8th grade kids. It's a very important time in their development, so we really try to attack those grades and really help them develop.
You guys have some I feel like I'm talking to the media right now, you two. No? Grilling me.
My favorite part is probably when you see, like, I call it the light bulb moment with the kid. You're kind of working with them through a problem, don't know what they're doing, then all of a sudden it just totally clicks. And then I stop talking and they just totally just take over. That's kind of the coolest part for me.
Hi.
Hi. time now for this week's mystery player.
He went to the University of Oklahoma. He was born in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. He's the quarterback of the Vikings. He wears the number 8. Stay tuned for your answer.
The Nutrition Minute on Vikings Huddle is presented by Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle.
Junior Reporter is brought to you by U.S. Bank, official bank of the Minnesota Vikings.